Our gospel reading today is from Mark. I'll be reading from the third chapter. I'm going to actually start with the second half of verse 19 leading into verse 20. Then Jesus came home, and the crowd came together again so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, "He's gone out of his mind." And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, "He has Beelzebul, and by the ruler of the demons he casts out demons." And he called them to him and spoke to them in parables. How can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder the property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly, I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they had said, "He has an unclean spirit." Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, "Your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you." And he replied, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking around at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The word of God for the people of God. When a child comes home, no matter how old they are, it does a mother's heart good. She stands at the door as the car drives up and comes out to greet you. The smell of garlic bread and lasagna greets you as you walk through the front door, your favorite meal. And your usual place is set at the table. She has special ways of saying, "No matter what, I love you. And you are welcome here." Our scripture today is about one of those rare times when Jesus comes home to Nazareth. Mary, his mother, had hopes for him, like any mother would, but especially the mother of Jesus. And you'd think that she would be proud and thankful to see him. But this was a hard, hard time for Jesus' family. There was confusion and concern. The family had been hearing about Jesus' activities, breaking religious laws, such as healing on the Sabbath, about him getting involved in demon exorcism, and who knows what all. It was part embarrassment and part worry. They were afraid he was out of his mind. The talk among the scribes and other religious people said that he himself was a demon possessed. And already people were beginning to whisper, "Is there a plot to kill him? Maybe there should be." But now that he was back in Nazareth, his family thought that it was time to intervene, even restrain him if possible. That's the language of the text, restrain Jesus. Maybe they could save his life. But Jesus didn't. did not need saving. Jesus was the Savior. And while he did not set out to hurt his mother and his brothers and his sisters, he made it very clear in his vision that family looked and felt very different. As Jesus set about building the kingdom of God and binding the powers of evil, he did not ignore family relationships. When he was on the cross, John's gospel tells that he looked down at his mother and at John the disciple, and he said to John, "Here is your mother," and to his mother, "Here is your son." And just as Jesus had hoped, John took Jesus' mother Mary into his home and took care of her. Jesus was part of a tradition that centered on family. Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, Noah, Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebekah, Jacob, Esau. Families in the Bible, like our families, were not perfect. There was dysfunction and brokenness and sin, but there was also a foundation of strength and support and love in the family. Jesus was born to parents who embraced the mystery of his miraculous birth. And from all that we know and the little bit that we know about his growing up, his parents loved him and cared for him as they should. But the work that Jesus was about took him outside of his family, beyond his family. He left home and the carpentry that his father taught him. And he walked the roads of Palestine. He found people along the roads and along the seashores and in the towns. He connected with people who were rejected by their own families and by society. He was rejected by the people in power, in part because of just how wide he was drawing that circle. It is for the world, for the universe, for the cosmos that Jesus came. And his work was to make things right. To do this, Jesus had to overcome evil. He was the only one who could do it. Like Superman, who confounded even the good guys and certainly brought out the bad ones, Jesus was not what people expected. The scribes accused him of having Beelzebul, the chief of demons, in him. His own family thinks that he has gone crazy. But Jesus makes it clear that you cannot conquer evil if you have evil inside of you. And he refutes his own family's criticism by drawing the family circle wide. But at the center of this big circle, where all is being made right, is the gift of forgiveness. These words that Jesus teaches us in this section of Mark 3 have created a lot of discussion over the centuries. He said, "Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins and whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness. This person is guilty of an eternal sin." Jesus was responding to the scribes who said of him, "He has an unclean spirit." This has been called the unforgivable sin. Have you heard that phrase before? Unforgivable sin? What could be so bad that God could not forgive it? Some people have said that taking one's own life is the unforgivable sin. And while this is always deep tragedy, there is no evidence that this is what Jesus is talking about in this text. This sin, rather, is to show the greatest disrespect or insult to God by denying who God is. Jesus was disrespected when its critics said to him, "He has an unclean spirit in him." They were accusing him of being evil when he was the opposite of evil. They could not they would not see that he was making everything right. There is no sin that God cannot and will not forgive. But when we deny God and the work that God is doing in the world through Jesus, we are putting ourselves outside of that circle. Denying the forgiving nature of God, we would never seek and then receive the forgiveness of God. Thus, how can we be forgiven? The scribes would draw a very small circle. They would say, you can't heal those people. You can't heal them on the Sabbath. You're dealing with demons. You're stepping out of bounds, Jesus. Jesus' family, and we can't blame them for this, thought that they had a special place inside the circle, just them and Jesus. But with his mother and brothers standing outside the house asking for him, he redefines true family. He said, looking at those around him in the house, sitting near him, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother, my sister, and my mother. Well, that little gathering around Jesus that day in that house in Nazareth was not a perfect group, but it was those and is those who continue to seek first the kingdom of God and who want to belong to God's family. Bishop Will Willimon, who's now retired, attended the churches in his conference, North Alabama, on a regular basis. And one such church that he went to worship at was called Interchange United Methodist Church. They worshiped in a renovated warehouse. At the beginning of the service, Bishop Willimon reports, there were several videos shown of members of that congregation. They were answering the question, what do you like about Interchange United Methodist Church? One of the videos was a young woman telling her story. She said that one day her boyfriend beat her so bad that she had bruises on her face and around her eyes, and she tried to apply makeup so that nobody would see them. But then she needed to go to the grocery store for milk and other things for her child, and so she added sunglasses to the makeup. Walking down the aisle with a cart, she found herself face to face with a bold stranger who said, "Who did that to you, honey?" Well, she justified things. She said, "I had an accident, I got hurt," but the woman kept pushing. "You don't need to lie. I've had the same thing happen to me. You need to go to church. Come with me tomorrow to my church." The young woman wasn't quite sure why, but she found herself agreeing, and the next morning in worship with her new friend and her daughter, Interchange United Methodist Church. And what she found in that community was a welcome that she never had experienced before. A wide circle that drew her in so that she could see and know and do the will of God. At the end of that video, this is what she said. "This is the family God meant for me to have." When we make it home, it does the Creator's heart good. And when we welcome people home, we are doing the will of God. May it be so. Amen.